Right?
Forgot.
I thought I tagged him. I thought this came up once.
Give me a capture release policy, though.
Yeah.
19. So Wally has a very interestingly shaped earring.
The tags are on the floor, crushed.
Oh,
inside job.
Well,
your robot did it, right?
One of my robots did it.
Maybe they went voluntarily and didn't want to be trapped.
That's
true. And mixed up. So you don't inspire any kind of loyalty. Robot, human, didn't matter. We all don't want to betray you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's not what we're
doing. Eventually, everybody
would
turn
in for him. Even a nice guy. Well, my current theory is that whoever's running my Mark I, the first robot, I'm making copies of him, endless copies, one of those did it. That's my current theory.
And they were Japanese?
Yeah.
So they would be gone, long gone by now? Do you think they're still on the island?
Ultra humanite.
You have too many enemies now.
I need to kill
a
couple.
Killed a couple?
Wrong genre. I need to capture a couple.
And then
and put them in a prison of my own devising.
How come it's silent?
That kind of cruel and unusual.
Hey, Superman did it all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, at least once.
True. Well, you still can. You can put them somewhere cruel and unusual.
Now, I'm going to build a little metal box with 3-inch thick sides. It's about 4 foot on the square, and that's where the ultra humanite's going to live. And look back after me.
The ultra humanite, that's a human?
Yeah.
Human knight.
But he's ultra.
Yeah,
but I got it.
And he's only a human knight.
When do you get knighted?
Sure.
Is he?
I think so.
Oh.
He's not even British.
Okay.
Yeah, I
think you did.
No.
Even though it sounds African. German.
No, I'm talking about
the girl.
I thought it was German.
And then Australian was someone else, and then there was a German.
Well, talk in his voice. Let's hear it.
No, I never really did. So everybody sounds Irish, but it's
really. Really? Let's hear it.
Irish.
Yeah, that's maybe he was British.
Ultra human. Right. Yeah.
I probably still haven't called you, right?
Okay, well, I'll chew up the colonel again, give him some false bluster, see if he can actually increase the security of my lab.
Hey, bro.
One, zero. 11.
11? Well, this is a good footwork, right?
Good. That would be good.
Excellent.
Now, more guards means that they stay awake during their guard tests and everything.
Of course.
You know, being nasty just.
But there's only so much that
you know you can get.
You're a soldier. Capture
more with
superpowered villains.
They could perhaps observe the superpowered villains and like tell me.
Well,
it's not like 3 tons of equipment just disappears.
You know what you could invent? Imagine a system where like a camera takes and views an area and then records it to kind of media that you can play back.
Oh.
That's crazy, man.
Crazy.
Aren't you just a little kid? Like,
that's crazy. We're busy working on our moon project.
Educated little kid.
I'm going to put my goddamn lab on the moon. No one's going to steal from the moon.
What about the Martian?
For the moon aliens.
Well, the moon's actually
would
a big
they be moon aliens?
They'll hatch eventually.
Yeah.
They'd be natives of the moon, or they're from elsewhere. They come like Earthlings come to
the
moon.
Alien.
Moon alien.
I'm sure they don't think of themselves that way.
Hello. So are we like stuck here?
Well, we can go find out.
Move on to the next.
Is
it 8
well,
yet?
I'm
neck on red.
Let's
go to sleep now.
Let's go to his.
Is there
place
a soft spot in his lab?
Dr. Jones?
Yeah.
Me?
Dr. Jones' place.
His lab was.
We don't know anything about Dr. Jones.
Yeah,
well,
he does.
How did, what, oh, really?
Oh.
Because
he called me in order to get.
Well, let's go.
Really? Dr. Jones? That does that?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Go look over there, too.
That we could, you know, check.
Call Dr. Go see if he can meet us there.
Sure.
A first time
sleeping. What time is it? Like, late.
Like, almost midnight.
Let's not bother him. We can take care of it.
But, you know, without knowing the background, right, we can take care of it.
Dr. Chance's.
Shouldn't we get some background?
Huh?
You're investigating in the crime scene without any background.
You
back
there. I told him.
Told him everything? So what do you
know? Pretty much. Well, not stolen. I mean, you know, not taken from
one of the door. Big, so it wouldn't go out the door.
Blah, blah. That's all I know. All right. Anyway.
Well, the sort of thing your Solarian pals could do.
We know that the gun, the Kinect has a shrink ray.
No, dimension door.
Yes. Okay. So, my Kinect had a shrink ray.
Didn't we recover it, though?
No, she got away.
The other way.
So she could have come in and
or dimension door
shrunk his thing and taken it.
Having trouble enlarging it? Try the little blue pill.
Little blue pill.
Yeah, it's bam. You see that? Having trouble enlarging it?
Oh Jesus! I get 14 of those a day. Like clockwork.
14. Just 14.
Really?
Well, our email's on the web too much, man. Okay. All we had to do was like edit our web pages.
Well, we go over to his lab and look around. Look for evidence.
Shrink ray.
When we show up, security guard stopped you. Because they're more efficient than the
corporation. That is true. It is a possible for that. I guess we should get like permission from
Dr. Jones to let us in.
Yeah. I'll go talk to him. I can start it.
Okay.
Well, I'll shut it up. I'll shut it up.
I'm gone.
So it looks like you guys are in the ball. You guys looking to take on any more projects? Watch my lab.
Yeah.
And like really watch it. None of this, you know, I'll say you're going to watch.
You know,
don't, like the Army does.
If I have super speed, this would be perfect for my cover. I can come back if
I could. Yeah, you could hire them.
Right? Super speed, they're higher.
Provide additional security. They, the company owns that provider.
Does the Army have to pay for that?
Yeah.
They're willing to pay, you know, outsiders?
Well, could requisition it in 6 months.
Yeah.
Or you could just hire them out of his pocket now.
That's true, you're rich. Filthy rich.
Filthy rich, that's kind of.
Or you could move around funds.
Yeah,
siphon off funds from.
That's done all the time, man. That's old news.
$3,000, I
see. Experimental, man.
So
I come back with a signed, you know. $40,000 toilet seat.
So, RAD comes down.
Yeah, with
permission slip.
Permission.
You can just have, when you're up there, you just have Dr. Jones call down to the front desk and say, you know, they can go in.
That's true. Okay, if I figured out I'll do that.
Okay.
Yeah, but I made the permission slip better.
That's pretty good. Because it's fine.
Fine? Oh, cool, this gives me a home room too.
Hall pass.
I need to go to the bathroom. Yeah.
Okay, you have to... Two guards pull up the door.
Okay.
That's fine.
Fine. We just wanted to look around that.
We just wanted to look around the lab.
I'm not wearing red shirts.
Yes.
They're not wearing red shirts?
Nope.
Okay, good. They might survive then.
Alright.
They could be wearing yellow shirts. Those types
shrinkage.
Of... Pretty often, too.
All right, so...
Oh, yeah, evidence of shrinkage.
Yeah, we proved
that he's crashing on the floor going inward.
Shrinkage. It was
cold.
Oh, wait, sorry.
That's true. Scratches inward on the floor.
Yeah. But it was
so
very...
basically,
the
whole...
smooth.
So, for you two, especially... Oh, actually, Peter wasn't there, I think. The whole, like, it used to be that the whole inside was a one big room.
Yeah.
That was sealed off.
Mm-hmm.
So they made that into multiple labs.
Right.
And there's still like only one couple more.
So was my lab like still in the middle of it, or?
Your lab is one of them. Yeah, in the middle section.
Yeah. Okay.
So you go to your lab.
Is that where the gate was?
The gate was in the whole big room. So they split up the whole big room. They put more walls.
So
up.
It was a big gate. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think Dr. Jones works with these people.
You know.
Maybe somebody.
He's not doing so well right here.
Really?
Yeah, I understand this hospital bills are enormous.
Well, if anybody knew, no, you would, right?
Why do you say that, little boy?
You see that little boat about
the boat?
All
right,
look around.
You could audition me anytime you like. I mean, if you get bored of Dr. Jones' company.
I'll move on to little boy instead.
Damn it.
I see.
So what are we trying to do?
You're looking around so you can all make rolls.
Looking around. Now looking around, I want to see if you guys saw, haven't seen.
What's my looking around skill?
Accidentally wander into some of the other labs.
13.
Yeah.
Well, the other
lab's
locked.
Yeah.
That can be fixed.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll chew one off in regards to this.
That's true.
You're not, well, you eat your body in this room.
True. Here. My head is wrong. See one or two out that way if you really want to.
What about shrinkage? Right. Is there scratches on the floor where the...
Shrinkage?
Yes, shrinkage.
But the water was cold, I tell you.
The word has multiple meanings.
You know, for the, like, four posts that kept it up on the ground, you know, it would...
Sure.
It would go inward. The scratch is getting lighter as it got smaller.
It was a very round design.
Yeah.
It was a very round design. Yeah.
Scratch is going in.
Shrinkage.
Aha. So it was very foamy.
I'm brilliant.
We now have
Swedish.
So we know who is.
What was Mechanique's
last?
What's
the shrink rate?
She's still pretty fun.
You also noticed that, one of the monkey cages is unlocked.
Whoa, what's this, I say?
They stole a monkey?
Animal experiment, huh?
Yeah, you have to.
So, I asked the guards, do you know what happened in here? Do you guys know? Like,
it's locked me inside.
Yeah.
What?
No, Gato, he came here and freed the animal.
Oh.
He's the one.
He's the super intelligent monkey.
There was a for the rage.
That's the guard. So do you guys know what happened here?
Did Dr. Jones report to the guard? Oh, that's right.
He asked me. Do we get, like, the same information from that?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, so you guys know now. Monkey,
monkey
escaped from the cage. And they were other lab people were chasing him, and then when he came back,
the shrink ray, it was shrunk.
Water was cold, man.
Yeah, but did they catch the monkey?
Did they?
Yeah.
No.
Monkey was in on it. It's an inside job.
Huh. Wonder why the monkey... I think to myself, damn it! Another super villain I created. With these radiation experiments. We have to create supervillains. Or superheroes. Because we don't know. The monkeys you want now.
Stole your lab. That's kind of an indication.
He didn't do it. We don't know that. He's innocent. Maybe he wants to use it for good.
He's
innocent until proven Simeon.
Yeah.
Maybe he wants to use it for good. Innocent until proven Simeon.
He's a monkey. By definition, a simian.
Well, can you turn up the power? That's the question.
Therefore, not innocent.
Okay, so we have rogue Silurians, street gang, a robot, and another robot.
Yeah.
Another robot? Oh,
maybe the same robot.
I thought Mechanique was a human.
Mechanique's a robot.
Mechanique?
I just thought it was always inside of a robot.
No,
oh,
that's a robot.
That's something else.
That's something else.
The same robot.
Human
like,
always uses giant robots.
One of these things, not like the other.
Ultra-human type.
Hey, Rat. If Dr. Jones was doing radiation experiments in here, would the missing monkey be radioactive?
That's possible.
Could you track it?
I can detect it. How can I track it? I try to detect it.
What's your
detect?
9. Overall?
I actually thought about that, but I don't think it's connected.
Do you have a special ability to detect radioactivity?
Yes.
Right.
There's nothing here, man.
He was a sex dealer.
I didn't even protect myself. Welcome to my powers.
Sorry.
What's my name? I'm Batman.
No, all you get is the other animals. Instead of radiated.
Well, these guys have
too much background
radiation. But other than that, nothing.
What kind of experiments are Dr. Jones in
here? Evil.
I'm going to stick PETA on them.
I'm going to stick
PETA to Elgato.
Elgato, yeah. That's Elgato. I'm going to tell Elgato.
Maybe your monkey crawled inside one of the other animals. We should cut them open.
Maybe these are cyborgs. Just to make sure, we should cut them open.
Robot
mechanical.
I remember so, that was the first day.
Right,
that was the first day I showed up to game with you guys, and you're doing that to like the guy that you're supposed to rescue.
General, it's very robotic.
Like, oh my god, I got myself into it.
I tore open a general that was already dead. To make sure it wasn't a robot.
Star Wars.
It was Star Wars, and it was the first day I gamed with you guys. And he's doing this, and I'm like, oh my god, what have I gotten myself into?
Psycho. Psycho.
They're still here.
That was my survivalist sniper guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know where any of the robots would be hanging out. We're not meeting with the old lady until tomorrow.
We should get a good night's sleep.
So
when you say tomorrow, I mean later today.
I need to go.
I'm so tired.
I'm going to go track down some stuff about this.
Okay.
Okay.
And tell him that I've hired external security because he's clearly incompetent.
Clearly incompetent.
Well,
that's fighting words.
Sense of power struggle. Well, I hear that. He's hired John Gilmore on the case.
Okay.
And I sent nasty notes up to Chandler and Samantha.
See how they work that in?
Okay.
Pretty good, huh?
Let's call Penny and make sure he's available.
9.
Alright.
Hey, Penny? It's kind of late. We should let her sleep.
Penny!
Hello! Penny probably has people, so he's going for that.
You
should probably hire people to watch it during the night.
Actually, John shows up when you're there.
When we're after that?
Yeah, okay.
My lap?
Before or after I call Penny?
Oh,
huh. Oh, hey.
Before I call Penny?
Probably.
This is kind of haggard.
What happened? What's up?
It's a darker,
grittier
joke.
Darker and grittier.
Because he's turned it into a demon.
You're working on this case, right? We heard.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Any lead?
Any progress?
And then he does a bunch of weird
rituals,
because he's,
gone nuts.
That's what he does.
He's gone nuts, man.
I make
a humming noise.
And he starts casting spells. And
he's able to
do that occasionally. This is not the work of a mystical villain. Over here is done. And he pops out.
Not the work of
he doesn't hand him the bill on the way out.
Oh yeah, he hands you the bill.
So I guess I should deliver this
to Dr. Jones.
Yeah.
As you wish.
Alright, I'll be back.
What's that? He only goes after mystical criminals.
I'm broke.
Mystical case. It's gotta be,
And so the bill is like $50 million or something. And that's not stupid.
$50 million?
No.
It's not that expensive, right? For an expert.
Rockford got $200 a day, and that was in the 70s.
500?
Really, that much? Rockford got $200 a day plus expenses, and that was in the 70s.
I don't think I can afford it.
You only call when you really need to.
So I guess that's payback, pal.
Payback, bro.
From the GM for calling him.
I wasn't calling him. I was calling him.
I don't know why you use a risk communicator.
I don't have a risk communicator.
You don't? Rad doesn't. You contact Rad, the first thing you do. You have a little conversation.
We're actually not that close, okay?
I'm going to go check out some stuff at the Silurian.
$500
I'll meet you guys for his sample, unless, you know, something comes up.
Okay,
call.
$500
I go sleep in an alley.
I continue to make arrangements.
Too far to walk over to the marina. So what are we getting?
I
can fly to the marina. We're going to walk to the marina.
That's almost like a happy
like $100 was, and that would still be pretty exorbitant.
And I tripled my fees that I charged the government every month.
$200 in the 70s. Chris Rockford, let's face it, he wasn't the most expensive PL.
5 AP bills. 5 AP,
huh?
You know
the
pay now.
It's almost one. Okay. It's true. I can pay it.
You probably work it out.
I can use my, you know, money from advertising.
You probably work it out. Work it out.
Yeah, because
when you need a penny.
Philip Marlowe, the Raymond Chandler detective.
If you contact
not for the great John Gilmore.
You contact Penny, on Dr. Jones' behalf, maybe she could wipe the slate clean.
It's true.
Really?
The one with the eraser.
Yeah. If you do it.
If I do it.
On Dr. Jones' behalf, you guys are pretty close.
Well, I'm not.
Yeah, I hear Rad. Oh, actually. No, that's just Rad's good girl.
So,
I'll just have Penny and Ghost Girl. I'm really not close at all.
Penny dating actors or something.
No, I can say, I'll just pay for it.
You pay for it for Dr. Jones?
Yeah. He's kind of in trouble, so. Financial trouble.
Tax club?
I can use some of my ad money.
Gotcha.
Right.
I don't understand
this whole money thing. Yeah,
you're probably... right.
You're probably doing ads for cigarettes. Yeah.
Why don't we just talk to Penny about this later? We can talk to her about this.
Who?
Penny.
Penny? Yeah, I'll call her up right now.
Penny?
Whoa.
She's sleeping.
No answer.
We hear vibrating noises from her first.
What's that? I go back to the Silurian.
Still don't went off again.
Oh, I guess he should have also said something like, I sense great evil from the monkey. And then
what? Great evil from the monkey.
I sense evil, monkey evil.
God damn it.
That's awesome.
Too many fucking experiments.
Did you know the radiated sharks?
Did you do the sharks?
Or we don't know they were radiated.
No, you don't know they were from
mutant sharks.
Yeah, you didn't know they were from, you know, that. No,
yeah.
But he did it.
Yeah, he did it.
Well, you should tell him to be careful if he's making evil mutant monkeys.
Yeah. You can tell him. You're probably saying this is what I do. We're not
actually. Why don't I just go up there now?
This man's pretty much shot. Let's just go over to Dr. Bell.
Talk to him, right?
I'll tell him to be careful next time I talk to him.
That's true. Yeah. You guys have buddies.
All right. I'm going to go visit the Silurians
again. Dr. Right.
So the rest of you turn in front of this?
So.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm here. Need to go to sleep. My 5 minutes.
More mutated monsters, please.
Keep up the good work.
So, I want to ask them about the medallions.
You sure you don't want to jump?
I was thinking.
Oh.
You could experiment on your wife.
I don't do that earlier.
To find a cure for the sharks and the monkeys.
She'll become super villain?
What's on the medallion?
We talked about this.
She will. She'll become a super villain.
Yeah, that'd be great. But I want to tell her about my secret ending, and she won't tell me hers. So, we'll still be married and, we're a happy family. But at night,
have a family, you're going to have a little super villain kid.
But at night, we'll fight each other.
Oh, okay.
I thought when I asked you before how he got driven from the plane, you said you didn't know. Oh. Other than which kids, they don't know what it is.
Okay.
They do know it's an image of a staff.
Okay.
But they don't know what it is. Why? Do they have a picture of it somewhere? They do have one of
the medallions.
Okay,
looks kind of
familiar. Sure.
What do you think?
Okay.
I think Chris really
ought to
find a jacket that fits.
Ten.
I'm sure it fit in one.
Yeah, looks like the rod, yeah.
Ha! Look at him.
Look at him.
Yes. Do you recognize it?
I mean, does he not realize
it?
Doesn't
look familiar.
He purposely puts his shoulder back.
I'm sure
it
fit
him
one point.
I'm sure
it would
do it.
We believe it's some kind of symbolic. You know, kind of symbol or something like that.
Some sort of bar.
Perhaps. We don't know.
Okay. Oh, you can color it.
No,
I assume you got this off one of the Okay.
When you get there, you're kind of tired. Just the case.
Make a roll. Minus one call sheet
for everything. It's all good card. Nine. Is
bring a flashlight.
You're really silent.
Hong Kong villain. Yeah, yeah, you look like a good guy here, but you look like a villain here.
Good?
Yeah.
But you search it.
It's true. Yeah. It's a sideways glance.
Yeah, gives the villain look.
Where else can you be? So funny.
I'll go back to summit from within the house.
I'll go back to my house and look around some more to see if I see anything before I go to bed. You the girl?
Galaxy
Quest?
Yeah.
No.
You have it?
No. Ectoplasm.
I have not seen
it. It's on my list of things to pick up eventually.
Because every time I go to the store, I'm thinking, you know, there's some DVDs I really want to see, but I don't remember what any of them.
Write them down.
We have a list.
Keep on your forehead.
Oh, well, like I keep a list on my phone of all the movies I want to pirate.
Once again, we are foiled by four roles.
Next morning.
Next morning. Is it 8 yet?
Yep.
All right.
So we move
to the grandmother's house. Grandmother or mother?
I wake up, mother. I go to the coffee machine, I put on the coffee maker.
Yep.
The daughter is like what?
The self-tester?
Yep.
Bagel?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I have breakfast. Yeah, please and bagels.
I go early to talk to, have Penny talk to Tony to see what he knows about the red dragons.
I always bring bagels. When you have it?
The girl.
12.
Oh, I can talk to what's his name.
Sort of gang of Chinese kids.
Okay.
And he says they have some sort of new leader, which they call, you know, the Red Dragon.
Okay. Is he a communist?
So these are so the kids. They're a red dragon each.
Yeah.
Any of these.
Except that's in lowercase. Yeah. Okay. Red dragons.
Red
all caps or just the first letter?
Just the first one.
Well, so these are like hatchlings.
The red dragon. Lost boys. They don't even know like their head, where their headquarters is. Wait, bro.
I
will not be foiled by bad rolls.
Well, the operator, you know.
Oh, okay, I rolled bad. 3!
You know, just keep on adventure, I don't think it's solid. I
never really bothered with it. Okay, what'd you roll?
3.
Secret.
So secret. They don't
tell you.
Like, I think the lot of boys know, they won't tell me. Oh, well. Somewhere at the grandma's house.
I can add
okay, thanks.
Informant.
Hey, why aren't you a grandmother yet?
Right? Cool. The reporter. Maybe she knows.
That's true.
We'll have contact.
Yeah, everyone has contact. Go ahead and roll.
I will not pour out my pen. That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
7.
Okay.
Well, we
can all roll like World 10, the co-adventure. None of us will solve any of the plot threats.
So your reporter friend says,
can't you do your own damn research?
Yeah.
You ever heard of microfish?
Their leader has some sort of
mental powers.
Yeah, mental powers. Or, you know, some kind of mystical power.
Mind control, I think, for myself. Mystical powers, I tell you guys.
Really? Mystical powers?
What he said. Mind control, I say.
I think John Gilmore's head of the Red Dragons.
That could be true. That's very possible, actually.
Mm-hmm. Is he darker than you?
Let's kick him out right now.
Is he darker than you, though?
Mix the whole site from over. Speak to the island.
Alright, so
we should sink the boats before we can get out.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Alright, so should we look right up? So what are we doing? We're trying
Letting
to...
Soon, whirlpool would suck them all down.
Okay. All four of you can fly all over the airport.
That's true. But we just have to do it so quick that we want.
Okay, I'll head to Chinatown.
What adventure coming from?
Oh, I was feeling so good.
Did
you get it?
Alright, so
what
do you guys do?
Chinatown?
What do you guys do?
Are you going to
Chinatown?
I don't know
if I was there. So, you walk to the mother's house?
Yeah, the mother's house.
We're
all supposed to meet in
mom's
age.
House.
Mother's
yeah,
house.
I'm there.
You meet us?
Sure.
Hi, Mom.
Ask her questions that are smart.
You listen to you.
You scientist guy should be able to do this.
What scientist guy?
You were saying,
okay. Well, does she know any Red Dragon hangouts?
I never do.
Never.
Radiation rad, by the way.
Never.
So how did you become radiation man?
A rad man.
Yeah, I don't
know. Really? How?
Yeah.
How?
That's the question.
You were playing with rad radiation? Your general guy.
So
I don't.
No, I mean, I don't.
Oh, that's good.
About radiation.
Well, so the red dragons all have, like, red dragon tattoos.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Do they always wear short sleeves so you can see the tattoos?
And she actually, idiot. After the attack, she found a piece of paper and had to find it.
Okay. Oh,
really? You can open the paper. Look, man.
I'll look at the paper.
All the rest of us looked and failed to find it. You didn't even try to look.
The crime was, hey, lady, be good. Your daughter gets this. Why would they ask?
All right, what's the address? So it's an address of an old warehouse.
Old warehouse, huh?
All right, well, let's go over there.
I didn't roll. Let's see. Okay. What would happen if I had looked for it? Two. Oh, that's a good idea. But, well, she should tell us what she knows about the car. We're not the police, after all. So who killed who?
Oh, yeah.
So
she knows.
She saw the Red Dragon kill...
The Red Dragon?
The Red Dragon. Creeps them out.
You're too old. You.
Right? Try the older girls, you know, the ones that are 18.
What's wrong with 12 year olds? I don't get it.
Just telling you what they're thinking.
Wait, this is not recorded.
So, yeah, she saw him kill.
I mean, 14.
What?
One of the businessmen. One of the other stores.
As
a warning,
she had a store?
Yeah, she had a little shop.
Oh, so it's okay. Like...
So they're extracting protection money?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Maybe you can find out, you know, where this kid is by your, you know, network or whatever.
The Red Dragon? Let's find out where the Red Dragon is. Well, yeah, let's find out. I can't find where a Red Dragon is. You want to find the Red Dragon.
Yeah, I have a description now of what he looks like, at least.
Typical Asian kid with a Red Dragon tattoo.
Do you have a tattoo? Do you, Red Dragon, have a tattoo?
Sure.
Well, we kind of linked with the Red Dragon. Isn't that kind of linked?
Well, if you have a different place.
That'd be like Chad having like the radiation symbol tattooed on his arm or something.
I want rat babies.
I want rat.
I want rat.
Alright, head over to the address. Okay.
If I see any Moth Boys on the way, I'll ask them. Just that question.
Which way?
Where is the Red Dragon?
Ready and willing to open up with extreme violence on anyone inside the warehouse.
Obviously, I'm just here with my dice. Well,
extreme violence? Extreme violence. Not extreme prejudice? No. Just fine. But I'm not prejudiced about anything. I'll be extremely violent to anyone.
They say some sort of cryptic rhyme.
Really?
Yeah, and then they don't know. I can't think of a rhyme right now.
Like, can I try to interpret the cryptic rhyme or one of these guys? They're all there.
Sure.
All right. What are we rolling?
Just roll.
Ooh, I got it. So,
yeah, you got it.
Cryptic rhyme?
Nope. So there's
23.
Yeah, 23.
The high rolls today.
that's pretty pathetic. So...
I rolled 30 something.
Already today?
Did you?
Of what?
Oh, that's true. You did roll 30. That's right, to see if they... So there was
They're not aliens.
You didn't hear the wind over
any... natives.
You heard it was your stalking. I'm closer and closer.
The native. They're not aliens. You're the alien.
No, you just
are we aliens?
That's right, she's the alien.
We did not alien. Evolve from the apes.
The rest of you just hop up pets as far as they're concerned.
Hop up pets.
Pets?
Pets.
Super pets.
Super pets.
We're like Wonder Dog or something.
Yeah, some sort of great progenitor rat to Dr. Jones.
So killing
to be a monkey killing. And he sells you guys.
Mojo,
killing our equals or the lesser could be evil, but killing our superiors, that would be good, wouldn't it?
I mean,
animal farm.
Okay.
Just like animal farm.
You read animal farm.
Dang,
okay. The clue works out to be an abandoned hotel, but don't even tell you which one.
Okay, that was good. Abandoned hotel.
Oh, okay.
I made a roll with it. That's good.
But which one?
There are
how many are there?
I thought we were
checking
out the warehouse first.
We'll go to the warehouse first.
We, didn't we? Oh, no.
Yeah, we're
really on the way.
We ran across the...
I asked them to... Is it on the way to the warehouse?
No.
Okay.
You were on the way to the warehouse.
Alright, let's go to the warehouse. Are there any abandoned hotels near the warehouse? There are 20
clues. No, I don't know. Warehouses and hotels usually have the same district.
Let's go to the warehouse first. Oh, we can split up. No, no, let's not split up. I might die if we split up.
Would be white, would be a...
What if out of town warehouse workers need to a place to stay?
Okay, I've got to figure out which people are going to attack
around. So we should split up. If you all stick together in a tight group.
As long as it's not me getting attacked, I say split up.
I think we do that ball of death thing. That was great. We should do that.
Ball of death.
Ball of death. Ball of death.
What's the blossom? Death blossom? So
death blossom.
The death blossom?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We combine mine and my force field and her displacement to make an indestructible being. Take the Constructicon. Now we got one more. And then he,
maybe we can pull the sword. Oh, we need a fifth pull the sword. We need a fifth.
Okay. Hey, a car.
Hey, throw that superhero.
Okay.
Got to fit the bourbon. John Gilmore. We can call him it.
Well, get drunk.
And why is John charging us? Aren't we working together? Actually, charges Jones.
Yeah.
We, if we call John by himself, he won't charge us, right?
Does he need to charge us?
It depends.
He demands a newspaper right now.
True. So we get publicity of it.
Does any of us know a reporter?
Yeah, I'm a reporter.
Yeah, you know a reporter, Rad?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. I don't want you to get confused.
No,
Rad.
Right?
Really? I kind of couldn't hear the difference in your voice.
I know a reporter.
Alright, so you go to the warehouse? Everybody make rolls. This is taking myself.
Do to yourself?
Yep.
14.
Kind of odd thing to say.
Okay, so 10. You see, as you approach the warehouse, you can see a couple of red dragons, like, hanging outside.
They're just kids, right?
Yeah, they're just kids.
I should want. We should go talk to them. They're just kids, man.
Yeah. They are just kids. We should straighten them out.
Armed?
Nice. Yeah.
They want a tattoo.
Short sleeves?
Well, so, yeah, they don't have the nice stuff.
Short sleeves so we can see the tattoo?
As far as you can tell, they're armed.
Well, I walk up to them. We didn't guys? Yeah, what's my gun out?
Big gun.
Oh, yeah.
Is this really the way to go?
Intimidation? Oh, hell yeah.
Big gun. Look and roll.
I get ready to chase down them when they run away.
Eight.
I choose. You fly. There's two of them, right? You said there's two? You said there's two?
Four guys or five?
All right, so when they run because of the gun, you get the one?
Those aren't mine.
You get one, I get the other?
It's, he used
the... Rad.
What?
When they run because of the gun, you go for the one on the left and the one on the right
okay.
And capture them.
Maybe they don't want my autograph.
So you guys are
walking down. They might. Tell them.
Hey, do they want my autograph?
I got paper. I got pens.
No.
You sure?
They both run. One runs inside, one the other one runs down the street.
Okay, well, I was going for the right one, and he was going for the left one.
I was?
That's what I said. You could ignore me. Which one was on the right?
I chased the one inside.
You go inside. You going down the street.
Is that right? Okay.
I'll go inside. We should all go inside, I say.
Too late.
Well, because I was going for the one inside anyway.
That's the one on the left. Ah! Okay.
And you go inside. Okay.
We should separate. I'm going to get killed. Death flop, I'm telling you.
If you learn the death flop, it wouldn't be a problem.
I can't learn the death blossom myself. It's a group effort.
Death blossom? He's a single ship.
Which is pirate?
No.
The gunner and a pilot.
Yeah.
Navigator doesn't map.
No, there's a pilot, and then the kid was
the
just kid a gunner.
The kid is the gunner?
Yeah.
How lame
is that?
Come on.
Last starfighter.
He
was the last starfighter. He wasn't the last gunner.
In the video game, he was... No, in the video game, he was just like the tail gunner.
Really? But he wasn't a tail gunner here. He was looking forward.
Yeah.
Now he can probably spin around, right?
Yeah, the other guy was just the navigator. He was the pilot and the gunner, or whatever.
Who?
The guy that lived in the cave.
The guy that lived in the cave.
Yeah,
the lizard guy?
Lizard guy. Lizard guy.
Three
yeah.
You run side, one of you
yeah,
like,
he lives in cave.
Find on the street.
Yeah. Lizard guy.
He lives in cave.
He lives in the cave. The mobile home was like a cave on wheels that didn't move. Yeah, that was a discussion.
It was
in the
movie?
Yeah, it was in the
movie. You burst inside. There are three more. And then there's a guy there.
Recruited a
guy? Yeah. It's an older man. Like,
he was the man?
Yeah.
Like 30. Extreme prejudice.
He sees you and... brings up a machine gun.
Uh-oh.
Well, the three of you pick up knives.
Okay.
Initiative.
He was?
Although his seems were cut, his seems still appears in the
game.
Gold to Jack. Mark Alamo went on to appear regularly on Golden Cop.
What's that have to do with? Apparently he was in the movie.
Yeah.
Who's Mark Alamo?
Golden Cop. Look it up.
Yeah. Mark Alamo in in The Last Starfighter.
Alright, so, what do you want to do?
Even more
to shovel for.
So there are four dragons and then there's a guy.
Yeah. What to shovel for.
Okay, let it roll.
Okay, we're doing initiative.
Oh, yeah, initiative? We're fighting what?
You're not.
I'm not. I've already won the fight. I've already captured him. And by now, I've explained to him the evil of his ways, and if he'd like, I can cut off his tattoo so he's no longer associated with the Red Dragon. Stay very still.
Crappy initiative.
Hey, how do I get a lightsaber? Because my sword died.
Well, just electrify your sword.
Radiate it.
I was actually thinking for the next, jump, I could be a Jedi.
A Jedi?
Who do you think you are, a Jedi or something?
Well, for the next jump, we're going to the 50s.
Who do you think you are? Is it 5 years?
Where are we going?
Count the head.
50s, 70s?
80s.
80s?
85.
Okay, so you can just be a guy that thinks. You can just think. The guy that thinks he's a Jedi.
That'd be kind of lame, though. It'll be like Peter Pan in this game, pretty much.
Okay. Well, now I'm cool with Peter Pan. Before I was, just thought I was.
So what kind of guy am I? I don't know if you
have
that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Again, is it?
Yeah,
you
download the internet like everyone does. Download the internet.
Yeah, don't you have a floppy drive?
Okay. You knock them all out.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Hold on. Wow, okay.
Stuff explodes,
maybe we should.
Away.
Oh,
never
mind.
When it's all over, all five people are down.
Good. Chicks are dead.
Dead.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. That's why I'm almost shot all the way.
Gun is on stun, is it?
We should take him.
Do I get my guy?
Yeah.
Well, this seems easy.
I look around through the warehouse, see what.
Okay, when they come to, I ask the old guy who he is.
You find like a lot of guns and ammo.
Okay.
What's called police?
Police.
Gun owners. Okay.
Should I knock the guns?
No. They're
AIDS.
Oh, yeah.
You know what we ought to have in the police station? We ought to have a receiver for.
Well, we can use these as phones, right?
Yeah. Detectives? No.
No,
the guy we talked
to. Just from these. I know. We had to give them one.
You what?
Can we call it?
Detective Meade?
What do you say? Can I build one for the police?
Jim O'Kelly.
Although, the police is your appointment.
Years, of course, you're building it.
Although the police chief was investigating us last time I checked.
Sure, it could go a long way to them trusting us.
I don't care if they trust us.
As long as they fear us.
Yes,
but if you're contacting them.
Fine, all right,
and
yeah, I'm good with it. We'll do with it. Build it.
You know, where's the Red Dragon? Knows.
All right.
So it does have to be real small, okay. So we'll take it to the point.
You should have a viewing screen.
Or you and
when you're getting that actually, architect course, you have a viewing screen also, so, you know, something pops up. From least you can call.
You a little camera on these things?
Yeah.
You
well, no, from the so they have a camera in their headquarters.
And you tell you're the kid or the guy?
Just like
a Superman. Kid or the guy?
Just as neat.
I didn't realize there was somebody there. So there are five Red Dragons and then there's a guy. Who had a machine gun?
Alright, so three, back. Then four, then five. How many other really?
You're six total.
Yeah, I can one guy.
Five total. Two of them were outside, three were inside.
Okay.
So when one was inside, another four.
Oh, okay, so he caught the one, okay.
And he caught the other one.
But they're all down, right?
Yeah.
Well, mine is down.
Actually, his is the only one awake right now.
Talk!
Okay.
Okay, I cut that.
All in all, let's interrogate him first.
Okay.
Nine.
Nine?
I'll stand around looking menacing.
Make a roll.
Can we call the police?
Yes.
I'll call
the
police.
So
the
police is coming.
10.
Okay.
We're in England now.
So they are opposed. I get an extra column shift because I'm pretty. True. What's your influence? Subpiece infinity. Kind of gets my influence is 9.
No, good cop, bad cop that actually plays on each other.
My influence aura is 99.
She's not doing it at the same time. He's being bad and she's being good.
She is.
I want to be good cop too. I want to tell him about the evils of gang membership and how I'd be happy to remove the remove the tattoo from him if they'd like.
Yes.
Would you like me to remove the tattoo? I'm really good with this thing. As I sharpen it.
Blah, blah, blah.
How come they get to roll? I want to roll. I want them to stop his evil gang membership way.
Yeah, they got two. But they're supposed to be constant.
Don't you believe in the modern, model minority myth? This kind of behavior is going to get you thrown into a camp.
So they seem to, two things you get. One is, they're afraid of the Red Dragon.
Okay.
They don't know anything about the girl.
Okay.
They're supposed to go to, like, the Westwood bar after this.
Okay.
After this little job.
Well, what were you supposed to do here?
Get some guns.
Oh, they're buying guns? They were buying guns?
Yes.
Who are they buying them from?
The guy with the
machine gun. So he wasn't a Red Dragon.
No.
They were there for a deal.
So, how was I talking about as being a gang member?
The girl.
See, that's what I was looking for.
Five.
Not very well.
Even the bit where I'm willing to cut off the tattoo so he wouldn't be associated anymore.
You just come off as being creepy.
Okay, so the Lost Boys said that they think the Red Dragon lives in an abandoned hotel.
Uh-huh.
And these guys said they were supposed to go to a bar afterwards to meet who?
Because that's sort of where they hang out.
Okay.
Well, ask about the hotel.
Yeah, do they know which abandoned hotel?
Nope, he doesn't. He says the
computer
moves around.
From hotel to hotel?
Abandoned hotel.
No, we're going around from place to place.
All
right. So this is the hotel. This is the
motel. Ooh, fancy. But they're always abandoned.
Oh. Rad and I can get around pretty quick, so we could go check out hotels. And you guys could go to the bar.
Okay.
I mean, get around. Meet up with the light.
Just and as fast as you can.
The light is there, right? He's always there. The bar. Kenny bar.
Oh, yeah.
The bar,
I'll race
there.
You over there.
Well, how far did you go? You can only do that once per round. Anything line of sight is up to you. How far can you go?
She goes at speed 6. Teleport. 9. Teleport. 4. Rat flies at 9.
Rad flies at night?
Yeah.
I don't want one speed faster than me.
What are you talking about?
That was a long time ago.
Oh, he's improved drastically.
You follow me?
I'm actually up, just up to where my original character was at, so. But anyway.
My original character was designed to be a gem. I want it again.
Yes.
I don't have it again.
He's not a gimp.
I'm a gimpy.
You just wanted to shoot people from your wheelchair?
Well, I'm not that gimpy, but...
With a gimp suit.
I want to be a munchkin. I just didn't understand the rules. Next time I'll do better, Kevin, I swear. He was the only good role player.
Yeah, you got to suck.
I'm nuts and killed the other.
Hey, you made my character more powerful at his own.
Okay, so what do you guys want to do? So the police come, Carter will be away.
Okay.
Oh, don't be too rough on them, they're just boys. I feel like they'll grow beyond the phase, you know. Glider phase.
I think it's mental control from the dragon.
If anyone needs that tattoo removed, you can call me. Guy at the marina.
Tell the kids that, you know, those electrical burns.
Professional tattoo removal?
They don't usually scar from them.
Okay.
For
some reason, it does not help. It does not seem calm.
That's not my intent.
Okay, so
okay, that's fine.
Was that a warning?
No.
Okay.
It's a warning from me that I'll die.
Almost like I predicted it. That was my wife.
So, yeah, sounds good. We'll check out the
hotel. So, who's checking hotels? You
oh, me.
And then you two are going to the bar?
Yeah.
All right.
Huh?
So, let's see.
Well, we're still playing, so. No, not really. But I will probably not play the deathmatch afterwards.
What?
I will call your cell phone. Obviously. It must be better I wouldn't. Okay. That's my big plan.
Let's see. Everybody even grow.
Okay. Love ya.
Yeah.
15.
18, 14,
6.
long is it taking to roll?
Already rolled.
What'd you roll?
15. And you already said it back to me. You got all our scores.
No, I didn't say that back.
Yes, you did.
Well, you said it the first time, then Adam and Maya, you left.
Yeah, I was doing yours.
I got a 14.
Yeah, well, I thought you said...
That you remember saying 13?
Eric got a 6.
Oh, okay. I thought he said 15, and then he corrected himself.
No, I was just picking up a die, though.
No, the first time I was just saying
after the fact.
I still blame you. 18, 15, 14, 16. All right, so let's see. So you guys visit the bar. So there are a bunch of people there. So it's sort of a bar, lots of cool things.
Wow.
Nice.
Like that? It could be, you know.
It's
a chance.
How are you with the staff?
That's true. The bar across the street from headquarters.
We'll order wings from this place, you know.
Yeah, good wings. You
know,
Hawaiian sauce.
So off in the corner, you see a bunch of the Red Dragons just kind of lounging around.
Okay.
Yeah, what was up the clan?
I go up to them.
With the gun out, I assume.
There's no plan.
Yes. As usual. This is going to go badly.
What do you mean?
Plan.
Yeah, the ring watch is actually pretty cool.
Ring watch?
The ring?
It was like the ring. No, that's like the ring and that's the inscription.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of lame.
It's kind of cool.
Well, I guess it's better than what I imagined, which was a big ring.
That was
when you put it to flame, you could see the time.
Make a roll.
Who?
Eric.
Eric. This is your intimidate roll?
Sure, eventually I'll roll it on.
Yeah.
You can.
14.
One of them looks up at you and says, you want something, old man?
Yeah.
Oh,
old
man.
Old man.
You should be more respectful of your elders.
Shut up, little boy. Why did we come here?
Because that's where they're going to go next.
Yeah, after the job.
Yes. I understand you kids are wanting to play with weapons.
Play with this!